Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Let's have a quiet time with God. First thing as you wake up, become the mantra of your life. After listening to Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then forward the message to your contact. Do so daily. Welcome to December 30, 2024, taken to the last day in the year. As usual, open your hand and heart for today's blessings and be responding with amen. I receive it. A day to exit the old year. There is what is called 24 hours miracle, 24 hours intervention within 24 hours. In 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1, prophet Elisha prophesied. He said, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. That means within 24 hours, there will be a change, a turnaround. I put on my prophetic cloak. I declare over all my listeners by this time tomorrow, before we bid the old year bye-bye and we welcome the new year, you shall receive a divine intervention. You shall experience a God's visitation. You will hear good news. There will be a positive turnaround over that situation. A woman in labor, you are going to deliver in peace. The person in ICU, you are coming back to life. I prophesy, return back to life. Oh, somebody is in coma. May your spirit come back to your body. Be revived and be resuscitated in Jesus' name. Within 24 hours, that money shall be paid to you. That paper waiting for signature shall be signed. Approval to your application shall be given. I don't know who I'm speaking this to. The God-ordained buyer of your goods, your products, your services, and your property shall show up. Oh, my daughter, marriage proposal will come. Healings, I see healings. Everyone, place your right hand on your forehead gently and let me pray. Tomorrow night is the crossover night. Sicknesses and diseases must not cross over with anyone into the new year. So I prophesy, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed, be totally healed. Afflictions, leave their bodies now. Everyone, receive divine healing. Whatever the name or nature of that sickness, I prophesy, be completely healed in Jesus' name. You shall cross over with no carryover. Declare with me and say, I am healed in Jesus' name. Say it again. I am healed in Jesus' name. Yes, you are healed in Jesus' name. Exercise your faith. Try to do what you couldn't do before. Shake your body. Can you jump up gently? 7 times. Jump, 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 and jump. It has left. Check it. Yes. Before tomorrow night, the symptoms will completely dry up. Hold or raise your phone a bit for alert upon alert prayers again today. I prophesy alert upon alert. Money, good money will be paid into your account. Good people ordained by God will remember you and credit you heavily. Those owing you will pay. And whatever debt anyone is also owing, we either God gives grace to pay it off with ease, reduce, forgiving, or outright cancellation in Jesus' name. You won't enter 2025 as a debtor. December 30 celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will mark December 30 yearly in good health, in prosperity, and in power. Say amen. Happy birthday. Right, listeners? I want to do straight teachings in the next 7 days, from today to January 5. Instead of teaching through the question and answers mode, we shall return to question and answers after this week. This series of teachings are to prepare us for greater exploit in the new year. You may do your jottings. I title them, Take Stock to Take Steps, or Stock Taking for Step Taking. Number one, each year is critical in our human life. We are about exiting a year to start a new year, and that is not ordinary. To start with, we must give all glory to God for seeing us through to the end of another year. Many started this year together with us. They are no more here again today. Their life's chapters have already closed. Many did so prematurely. We are not holier than them or cleaner than them. It is God's grace that we are alive. So in all we do, let's complain less. Let's remember to give glory to God for being alive, to see the end of another year. We should not take same year to the end for granted. Once there is hope, once there is life, there is hope. Number two, we should take stock of our lives. And when I say take stock, I mean look back in the last 1 year, January 1 to December 30 today. How far thus far? Psalm 19 verse 12, the psalmist said, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Teach us to number. Teach us to count. Numbering and counting. That is what stock taking is all about. Jesus gave us many parables about stock taking. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 and 13, and St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 4 to 6, he gave the parable of a shepherd with 100 sheep, and one went astray. The shepherd left the 99 and went after the lost one until found and brought back rejoicing. Come to think of it, how can a man know that one sheep was missing out of a sheepfold of 100, except that he did stock taking? And I can imagine it was not just ordinary stock taking. It was intentional and deliberate. If you have ever seen a sheepfold, they jostle among themselves. Even if two or three were missing, it would be difficult to tell. So the man would have done stock taking. He would have been separating them one by one as he counted. That talks about proper and deliberate stock taking. When Jesus fed the multitude in Matthew 14, verses 19 to 21, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, the number of men that ate were counted. 5,000 men, the extra or the leftovers, were counted. 12 baskets full, stock taken. In the Bible, there is a book called the Book of Numbers. It's a whole book of statistics, counting, numbering. As this year draws to a close, take stock of your life. For instance, take stock of your spiritual life. Have you grown more spiritually in your spiritual understanding? Do you hear God more clearly now? Do you understand and have insight in the Word of God? Have you grown in your relationship with the Holy Spirit more than before? What of your prayer life? Is it more committed? How consecrated are you, your consecration, your devotion to God and His things? Take stock of your health. How healthy are you now? Especially older people, when you are 50, 60, 70 years and above. Have you done your health check lately? I just did my comprehensive health check. I do annually. Take stock of your family life, your relationship with your spouse, your children, and members of your family. Take stock of your financial life, your investment, and all you have labored to build or you are building. How far thus far? Take stock of your service to God. How committed are you to in your relationship, in rebroadcasting Turning Point to others so that others can hear, and all the other forms of evangelism and soul winning effort? What about your giving life? Are you a better and generous giver and seesawer now for the kingdom of God to grow? Are you a committed tither, personal and corporate tithing, or you are still doubting and arguing that tithing is old and tithing is not right? How will the kingdom of God grow? Take stock of your relationship with people. Are you more gentle, accommodating, forgiving, and helpful than before? I can go on and on. Let's take stock of our lives before entering into the journey of another year. Each year is a journey of life. Tomorrow, I will talk on the importance, the benefit, and the reward of stock taking of our lives from year to year. I pray, may God make us wiser and stronger as we grow in age and we grow from year to year. You will be a better, healthier, and greater person. In Jesus' name, say amen. I receive it. Please rebroadcast this to others. Our Monday and Friday live broadcast will resume again on Monday, January 6th. So, there will be no live broadcast tonight. I apologize for that. Tomorrow is the D-Day, the last day in the year, December 31, 2024. Our crossover night. Attend the annual crossover service in all our centers across Nigeria, across the nation. Time tomorrow is 8 p.m. to 12:30 midnight. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. So join us online from wherever you are. Take part in all we shall do tomorrow, thanksgiving, prayers, and prophetic impartation to enter the new year. Invite all others via our Facebook and YouTube platforms. Pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Sow all the seed we preach, we teach, and we believe in. Tithing and seed sowing are part of our covenant work, major part of our covenant work with God as long as we live. We shall observe 12 days of fasting and praying from January 2 to 13, breaking by 2 p.m. daily. If you desire to take your own throughout the day, no problem. Then make a list of your 2025 expectations and aspirations. Wrap it in the mantle. You will raise it up every morning. I will prophesy over it for 21 solid days. Our feed the hungry and lift the very, very poor mandate is still on. Donation continues. If you have donated before, donate again. As God gives you the grace, and we are trusting God for philanthropics, good, great givers that can give. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big, as I keep saying. We have not reached our target. When we reach the target, I will tell you the details. Details of turning, today's is turning point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare, Zenith Bank, 101-7238-378. Our PayPal account is very active for donors in dollars and in euros. Our HSBC account is also very active for our members and donors in United Kingdom. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will back you up. We have prophesied 24 hours miracle. Your own will not be missing. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Compliments of this season and Happy New Year in advance. Bye.